Display battery.
Oh, fine, yeah. Okay.
As a champion.
Okay, Boktov, everyone. So basically today, it's Hashem, I was thinking of speaking about this issue of Breira, which comes up in our Mishnah. We'll talk through how it comes up in our Mishnah, just remind everyone.
Yeah.
But the reason I wanted to talk about it in terms of an introduction is because, as well as it being a very interesting concept, yeah, I'm kind of jumping almost to the end in terms of how we paskin, yeah? And it's going to be something that we're going to come up across and it's discussed a lot in the coming Dapim, yeah? In relation to Chumim, yeah? So the issue is that you know, whether you've got objects, yeah, and there's going to be Breira on the objects in terms of, you know, and how, and therefore how your Tchum works out, yeah? But basically, if you kind of jumping forward to Lam and Chet, like there's a bottom line there which says that on a Duraisa level we don't hold by Breira, but on a Durabanan level we hold by Breira. And that's quite a kind of a famous kind of Pesach, yeah? Mm-hmm. And that's something that we're going to be exploring today. So okay, so let's start though from our Mishnah, yeah? So the Mishnah on Lamed Dalet, yeah, starting towards the bottom, it basically brings a machlokus between Rebbe Eliezer and the Chachamim. So what's the machlokus about? So we've got Gregorus, yeah, that are simukim, yeah. We've got fruit, yeah, that is kind of, you know, that's been put into kind of muksa, yeah. It's there and it's kind of wet and it's meant to kind of dry out, yeah. And it's most way, let's say it's most way through the process. It's not necessarily completely there, yeah? But it's nearly there. And the situation that we're dealing with is a person decides on Erev Shabbos, you know what, it's enough, yeah? I'd like to eat these, yeah? And he wants to designate these for eating on Shabbos in the Shavuos year. The Shavuos year being important because we know there's no Maaser on the Shavuos year, yeah? So that's basically the situation we're dealing with. And what's the machlokus? The machlokus is, what does he have to do in order to properly designate these kind of mostly dried out figs, yeah, for eating on Shabbos? So Rebbe Eliezer holds that it's enough for him to say, Mikan ani ochel, from here I'm going to eat, yeah? So he's got a whole load, you know, of these dried out fruit there, yeah? He's obviously not going to be able to eat from all of them, yeah? But you know, he doesn't need to designate specific ones. He just says, you know, from this whole load, I'm going to, you know, there's going to be something, you know, I'm designated the ones that I want to eat, yeah? Mikana niyochel. And Chaim say that's not enough, yeah? You actually have to physically kind of mark out the ones you want to eat, and you have to say, mikan va'ad kan. So that's the machlokus. So what's the kind of basis of this machlokus, yeah? What are they arguing on, yeah? So Rashi obviously straight away explains to us they're arguing on the concept of Breira, right? So Rebbe Eliezer, yeah, who holds that, you know, you don't have to make any specific designation, you can just say generally Mikan ani ochel, that's because he's holding by Breira, which means, yeah, that when on Shabbos he then goes and he takes a particular dried fruit that he wants to eat, yeah, we'll end up saying Breira, the concept of Breira is that retrospectively we'll say those were the ones, so to speak, right from the beginning that you know, it's now being come clarified, Breira, it's been come clarified, those are the ones from the beginning that he was designating he wants to eat, yeah? So that's what Rebbe Eliezer holds by, and in contrast, Rashi says, the Chachamim hold, don't hold by Breira, yeah? And that's why you can't rely on that mechanism, yeah? You have to designate the fruit that you're going to be eating in order that they shouldn't be muksa, otherwise they would have been muksa because they're still in the process of drying out, yeah? And in order to have properly designated fruits that are not going to be muksa, you have to specify, literally, these ones are going to be the ones that I'm going to eat because they don't hold by Breira. So basically, it comes out, yeah, that it's a machlok, that in Parshat Peshat, Rashi's telling us, and most of the Mishonim seem to go by, is this is a machlok, it's on Breira. Fantastic. Now, the issue is, yeah, the Maharshal in the Yamshel Shlomo, yeah, he comes along and he asks on this way of explaining the Mishnah, with a very basic question, yeah, which maybe people have already anticipated a bit, yeah, which is that generally we hold, as I've said, this is kind of we'll see later on, yeah, Breira does not work, yeah, on a Duraisa, on a Din Duraisa, but it does work on a Din Durabanan. So our case here is a Din Durabanan, because the issue we're trying to grapple with is basically potentially issue of Muksa, yeah? So we're trying to see if Bray will work in order to help with this Issa Rabbanan to take away the Issa of Muksa. Yeah? So according to our Pesach, yeah, we should hold that Bray should work. Mm-hmm. And yet, the other klal in Pesach, yeah, is that when we've got a Mishnah and we've got a named individual, Rebbe Eliezer, who's arguing with Hachamim, yeah, mm-hmm. we don't pass him like the Yachid, we go with the Hachamim. Now the Hachamim in our Mishnah, as we've just said according to this explanation, do not hold that Breva should help, even in relation to Muksa. So we've got a steer here. So there are some Shitas who actually end up paskening like Rebbe Eliezer, yeah? And it could be for this very reason, yeah? So the Beis Yosef, for instance, brings Rabbeinu Yerucham and asks why he's paskening like Rebbe Eliezer. And some of the Mephoshim explained in Achanami, because he holds exactly this logic, yeah? That even though usually we wouldn't go like a Yachid, but since we paskin that there is Breira, so he'll kind of fit into that Pesach, and that will make that's the reason to go with an exception into paskin like him. However, the Rambam, yeah, paskins like the Chachamim, that's clear. He says you have to mark off and say these specific ones I'm going to eat, yeah? And yet, also, in Hilchas Eiruvin, yeah, he paskins that we have Breira de Rabbanon. Mm-hmm. So, we've got a problem.
Right.
Steer in the Rambam. Now, the truth is that won't necessarily be the end of the world, yeah? Although many are bothered by that. But it is possible to say that actually the Rambam will explain the Machlokas of Rebbe Eliezer and the Chachamim differently to the way I've just said, the way that Rashi seems to explain in terms of Breira. And it's fascinating, the explanation in terms of the other way of explaining this machlokus. I'm not going to go into it now, yeah, because it needs a lot of talking through. But I'm happy to discuss it with anyone afterwards if they want to. Yeah. But there is a potential another way of explaining the machlokus. So okay, so let's now say that the Rambam. Okay, we've got kind of a way out on the Rambam. But where it really really gets hot, yeah, hot under the collar, yeah, is the Bar Tanura. Why? Yeah. Because the Bar Tanura on the Mishnah mm-hmm. explains the Machlokas like Rashi, mm-hmm. right? So he's holding it's a Machlokas in Breira, yeah? Mm-hmm. And he specifically says we paskin like the Chachamim, which is the normal rule, yeah? And yet, the third kind of the Muck of a Potish, yeah? In Hilchas Demai, in Mishnah's Demai, yeah? He specifically says we paskin the normal rule that we paskin that Yesh Breira on a Derabbanan. So with those three factors put together, we've got like an impossible fix here, right? Everyone got the problem? Right. Yeah?
So the Bar Tanura a lot has paskins like the Rambam as well.
Right, right.
So maybe he took the Rambam as the Peshuto.
The problem is, yeah, I mean, yeah, again, yeah, it would be a steer in the Rambam, because, you know, the problem is he is paskin like the Rambam, but in order to mitaritz the Rambam, he wanted to say that exactly, the Rambam maybe held there was another explanation, but he himself sets out his cards and say, and says that the machlokas here is like Rashi says, it's machlokas and Breira.
Right.
Okay, everyone clear on that part so far? Hanani, you jumped in a bit, so you want me to summarise? Oh, you followed? Oh, shkoyach, okay. Right, so I want the purpose of the shir really is to speak out the answer of the Shah HaMelech, yeah, and to explain it a bit, yeah, and to address a kasher on the Shah HaMelech's answer. And it's a geshmak answer because it brings a major, major yesod, yeah, on this whole suck that we end up coming to, that there's no Breira on a derisive level, but there is Breira on a Durabrana level. Mm-hmm. So the Shah HaMelech basically brings the run. And the run explains that concept, yeah? Why is it that we paskin that on if there's a question, there's a derisive inyan, yeah? Mm-hmm. We hold that Breira won't help, right? Breira doesn't work. Mm-hmm. And yet if there's an inyan which is a Durabrana inyan, Breira does help. What's going on there? So the Rambam basically says, if we start off with the derisive level, yeah, he says that it must be, right, he wants to suggest, yeah, that the reason why we say Breira doesn't work on a derisive level is not because we take that on as kind of matter of fact, as a matter of certainty. There isn't Breira on a derisive level. He says that can't be, yeah. He says he wants to suggest the reason must be simply because we have an intrinsic suffix. We don't know whether Breira should work or not, yeah. Now, why does he say that? He says because, yeah, if it was that on a derisive level it's absolutely clear that Breira doesn't work, yeah, then he says that there's no reason when we come to a Durabanan level to suddenly say that Breira should work. Because usually, Durabonans, kind of, you know, the general klal is Durabonan, we go after Duraisa kind of klalim, yeah? So if on a Duraisa, we take on that it's absolutely clear Braywood did not work on a Duraisa, then there's no real explanation why, when we suddenly come to a Durabonan, we should change.
Right.
So instead, the Ram says, what's that? The alternative that I was saying, that really what's going on here is we've just got an intrinsic question about, you know, a kind of right from the start about should Braywood work? Maybe yes, maybe no. No one knows, yeah?
Meaning
that being the case. Oh, yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. That it's an intrinsic suffix in terms of Braywood as a concept, yeah? Does it work or not? Everyone, you know, is left with an intrinsic suffix, yeah? When it comes to, therefore, on a Duraisa level, the general concept is, yeah, that we go Lechumra. So on a Duraisa level, the fact that we say Braywood doesn't work, that's just because of a Chumrah. In theory, if it came out Lekula, right, so if it came out like Lechumra the other way, then maybe we would say Braywood does work. But the point is that we don't, that when we say Braywood doesn't work on a Duraisa level, that's because we're Machmir. Yeah, we don't know whether generally Braywood works. Mm-hmm. Therefore, on a Din Duraisa, we'll have to take on that Braywood doesn't work. Yeah, but that's a Chumrah. And therefore, we understand now, yeah? Mm-hmm. When we come to a Din Durabanan, the general klal on a Durabanan is a case of a kind of a suffix, yeah? And this sounds like you could call this a suffix bedin in a sense, yeah? Mm-hmm. Right? A suffix, we don't know whether Braywood works or not. So while on a Duraisa level, we'll say it won't work because we go Lechumra, mm-hmm. on a Din Durabanan, we'll say it will work because we go Lekula. Mm-hmm. That's the Yesod of the Ram. So now, based on that, the Shah Melech says, I can answer this stirah. Now, in order to answer, we're going to have another piece of the jigsaw puzzle, and we're going to have to go back in time, yeah? And this is a good geschmacka thing, because now we're coming towards the end of Beitzer, so we can putting together lots of different pieces, yeah? If we recall, and we've mentioned this a number of times, there's a concept of yeshle mitzirim, yeah? Divash yeshle mitzirim. That something, yeah, that will become mutter later on. So the classic case was within Rav Ashi, yeah, if you go back all the way towards the beginning of the Masechta, yeah, that we had a case of an egg, yeah, that was, you know, safek laid on Yom Tov, yeah, and it got mixed in with tons of other eggs, yeah, mm-hmm. right? And we ended up saying, let's say that the problem an egg laid on Yom Tov is a Durabonim problem, yeah? Mm-hmm. So we end up saying it usses everything, right? Even if it's mixed in with 1,000 other eggs, yeah? Mm-hmm. And we didn't really know why. And Rav Ashi ended up explaining at the end of the day, that's because of this concept of vashiation immaterium, yeah? Which means, yeah, that since there the problem is something which, if you just wait, yeah, it'll end up becoming mutter, right? So where you have cases of suffix, yeah, and the suffix kind of resolves itself, by waiting, yeah, right. That's called divashiyah materium, and we say that even though that normally would say there is an issa, also issa, let's say an issa drabanan, we would say no, issa drabanan, and it's a suffix, we should mutter, yeah. Divashiyah materium is a chumrah, and we say no, you can't mutter even in a suffix drabanan because you have to wait, it out, mm-hmm. yeah. So says the Shah Melech, that could be what's going on here. We hold generally, as we've said, the Braywood works on a Din Durabanan. But this particular Din Durabanan is what? It's Muksa, yeah? Mm-hmm. Muksa is divashiyah of materium, right? Right now, yeah, we don't know whether you know, it's Mutter or not, because we've got a question of Braywood, but there'll be an Issa of Muksa. But just wait until after Shabbos, yeah? And of course, bang, it's for sure going to become Mutter, yeah? Mm-hmm. That's divashiyah materium. That's exactly the principle of Rav Ashi. Now, Rav Ashi was talking about a suffix where the egg got mixed in with other things and therefore was a suffix based on mitzias, yeah? Here, we've said it's a different type of suffix. The suffix is because we don't know where the Braywood works, which is kind of let's call it a suffix bedin, yeah? But it's still, the same concept applies. It's a suffix, yeah? Yeshem materium, yeah? That's why here will be muksa. So that, therefore, explains the stira. Other places where we say that Braywood works on a Durabanan level, that's because it's a suffix and we go Lahakel, that's where there's not Yeshem materium. That could be where it's always going to be a suffix and will always be a problem unless we say suffix Durabanan Lahakel. Mm-hmm. Whereas here is we're going to be Machmir because Yeshem materium. And in fact, if you recall, we had this concept come up much more recently in terms of suffix Muchen. Mm-hmm. Do you remember there was a case of where a goy brought something, yeah, to a Jew on Shabbos, yeah, and we don't know whether he picked it on Shabbos or not. That's called suffix muchen, yeah. It's a suffix in terms of whether this thing is muksa or not. It's exactly our same inyan. Mm-hmm. And if you recall, one of the main ways of explaining why we're machmir on that, because we had a question, yeah, suffix muksa, suffix to rabbanim, we should be lahakel, yeah. And yet the it was a machlokes in the Mishnah, but the Tanakhama who we paskin like says no safek muchin, it's aser across the board, yeah. And we said one of the main explanations brought in Harava market on the Rambam, yeah, was because of devashiyeshin materium. And in fact, that we said, just to recall, we had a whole separate shiur on this, but that's the end up reading is brought in halacha by the Mishnah Berurah, yeah, and by the Sharet Zion, yeah, who commented on that. So Gishmak, the whole thing is fitting together basically, yeah. So that's the explanation of the Shah Melech, yeah? Had a little hasafa on that, just as a ha'ara, yeah? That we mentioned that it was brought down to Psak Halacha, that something, Devashiyeshin Materium, if you're going to lose out by waiting, yeah? If you recall, one of the questions on that was, what happens if a goy brings you fish and the fish is going to go off, yeah? Mm-hmm. So the Mishnah Berurah brought down that actually that may not be considered Devashiyeshin Materium. Right, because Rashi Mitzvah says, hold off, wait, let the suffix resolve itself. If you're going to lose out, that may not help. I was just thinking here, for sure you can wait, yeah? Because here, right, the whole point is they're not even yet, they're borderline ready. Yeah, right. You're definitely not going to lose out on anything by waiting. Yeah. Anyway, that was just an obvious point, yeah? So that's the answer, and therefore that will explain the Bar Tanuri, and you can trace it back to the Rambam, and everything works out fantastic. But I just want to end with a kasher and an answer, yeah? And this is just a little touch at the end. If you haven't followed the end part, don't worry, that's the main force has been said, yeah? But there's a parish called Maisa Choshev, yeah? And he asks a lovely kasher on this whole Mahalach, yeah? And again, it's based on something we learned not so long ago, so this is why all the pieces are coming together. You recall that the Gemara wanted to know, yeah, is there muktzah l'chatzi Shabbos or not? Yeah, that was a case of where, you know, something becomes muktzah, you know, halfway through the Shabbos, you know, will it fix its status as muktzah? Yeah, and basically the Gemara said, you know, brought one opinion that said yes, one opinion that said no, but the Gemara itself didn't come to a firm conclusion, yeah? So the Ram, yeah, on that Gemara says, the Gemara is lo ifshita, it hasn't come to a definite conclusion, but he said, don't worry, because since this is talking about the issue of muksa, and muksa is durabonon, so we can be makel. So says the Maisa Choshev, he says, wait a sec, this is a suffix bedinah, this is the same thing we're talking about, yeah, we don't know which way to go, right? And yet the Ram is coming along and saying, we could be makel, right? And you're telling me here, right, that the Shah Melech is telling me here that this is a Suffolk Bedin where we would be Makel because it's Jerubanim with Breira, but we can't be Makel with Devashiyeshin Materium. No. Kasha, right? So I thought of this Kasha, nice Kasha. I wanted to answer the following, yeah? This is a different type of Suffolk Bedin, yeah? I should say, I did pass this by a Talmud Hacham Muflag, an Adam Chashev, who seemed to like this, so I hope it's okay, yeah? But, well, you can decide for yourselves, I guess. But basically, I want to say there's a subtle but important difference in terms of the two cases. Yeah. Here, what's the nature of the suffix that we're talking about? We wanted to say that intrinsically, you know, this the sheet that we paskin like, yeah, holds, right, that on a dreiser level, we just don't know. Intrinsically, we don't know whether there's breira or not. Yeah. That's an intrinsic suffix that works its way down to dreiser to rabbanon. Yeah. The case that the Ram was talking about, yeah, there was opinions brought in rather this way and opinions that way, mm-hmm. Right? That's not kind of an intrinsic suffix, yeah? The opinions that say, yeah, that there's no muksa lechetzi Shabbos hold, bevadai, there's no muksa lechetzi Shabbos. Just we're going away from the Gemara not knowing which of those two things to go with, yeah? So that's not an intrinsic suffix. That's just a question of how we paskin, yeah? So in that situation, since it is a derabbanon, yeah, and it's not an intrinsic suffix, yeah, so we can go with, you know, the derabbanon's we can go with the makel thing, and we'll go with the makel opinion that holds that for sure it's not a problem, yeah? Mm-hmm. Right? The klal of Ravashi, the Devashiyeshin Materium, was once again a case of where it's a suffix mitzias, yeah? It's kind of something that no one can ever find out about, yeah? Mm-hmm. So that's what I was trying to say, that our suffix bedin is a more fundamental suffix, yeah, that effectively is a complete suffix. It's not opinions here and opinions there. It's a complete suffix, and we bet some according to this mahalach. We don't know bichlal, yeah, or even on a dry level drabanan, we don't know whether the braid works at all. That kind of intrinsic suffix is akin to a suffix mitzias, where we apply the principle of yesh lo materium, yeah? And when we don't, whereas a lesser suffix, so to speak, yeah, we don't necessarily apply that principle, and therefore that would answer the theorem.
Yeah. Okay. Amazing. Wow.
Where someone is omit and a mutter, right?